Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Chinese Premier Li Cheng has described his meeting with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar today as candid and said Ireland and China were very much on the same page on many issues. China's second most senior politician also met President Michael D. Higgins at Áras an Uachtaráin this morning before travelling to Farmley House in the Phoenix Park for that meeting with Mr. Varadkar. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley has been following the day's events. Mr. Li's official engagements began, Sandra, with that trip to the Áras.
Yes, as is usual for official visits like this, Li Cheng and his entourage were met at Áras an Uachtaráin by President Michael D. Higgins and Sabina this morning. And they held a brief meeting there. We are told that they discussed climate change, global insecurity and global poverty. Michael D. Higgins also spoke of his state visit to China in 2014. And then it was over to Farmley House for the meeting with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. They had an initial tete-a-tete, so a meeting with just the two of them, followed by a longer meeting over lunch, which is continuing right now. And all of these events have been pretty tightly controlled. The meetings, of course, are behind closed doors. There's no questions being allowed from the media, but the two prime ministers did make brief speeches in public. Mr. Li spoke about the close relationship between the two countries, and we can hear that now.
Our conversation has been candid, and we are very much on the same page on a lot of issues. We have had a lot of agreements. I have three deep impressions during the visit. First, that we have very close ties between our two countries. We are both committed to your long-standing friendship and cooperation between our two countries, which really is the theme of this relationship. And second, there's huge potential in our cooperation.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar spoke about this year being the 45th anniversary of formal relations with China. He said there had been a remarkable transformation of the economies of both countries. He spoke about the importance of the trade relationship. Trade has trebled in both directions over the past 5 years, and Irish companies employ 5,000 people in China. We can hear from him now.
We want to have a very strong and constructive relationship with China, one based on trust and respect, and one informed by our values and the multilateral system in which we're both stakeholders. Of course, we won't find agreement on everything, but I hope we'll always speak frankly and respectfully to each other and candidly as we did today. That's an important part of the rules-based order to which we both subscribe. I believe China's role is indispensable in the world when it comes to finding ways to overcome the challenges we face, not least when it comes to climate, global security, global inequality, and the conflicts in Ukraine, the Middle East, and Myanmar.
And Sandra, can we expect any announcements as a result of all this? We know the government here would like to see a resumption of beef exports to China.
Yes, I think we are expecting something on that. Beef exports to China have been suspended over the past few months since November, when an atypical BSE case was found in a 10-year-old cow. And we are told that beef was on the menu at the lunch here that they're having at the moment, a roast Irish beef sirloin. But it seems that there is likely to be an announcement on the resumption of beef exports. That will be welcomed by Irish farmers. But I think also we got a picture there from the clip of Leo Varadkar of the kind of the tone of the relationship between Ireland and China. Very much the Irish government emphasising that they are not going to agree on everything. That is something that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Foreign Affairs Minister made clear last year in a major speech when he spoke about Ireland having to be clear-eyed about its relationship with China and the fact that they would not agree on everything and that they don't always share the same values. Human rights, I believe, also going to be discussed at that lunch. The Irish government will be raising that, obviously an ongoing, always controversial issue in relation to China. Leo Varadkar will be asked about that by the media when he speaks in the next half an hour or so. And interesting to note that this was supposed to be a longer trip. It was going to be 3 or 4 days, I'm told, with the trip to Shannon, but instead it was curtailed, and all happening within around 24 hours.
Very good. Sandra Hurley, thank you for that.